listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Forget the ceiling can't hold us. It seems like 2 hours can't hold us right now, Vic. We are flying through here on this Monday morning, Monday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura alongside the notorious VIC. And we have a lot still to come your way. Hour number two, Mike Mayock from the NFL Network will stop by at 2 p.m. Eastern. And then Scott Petrak from the Akron Beacon Journal joins us at 2:30. We also have more notes from camp yesterday that Vic and I will talk about. And just all things Cleveland Browns coming your way here as we round things out here on this Monday. So a lot to look forward to. We've already talked a little bit about the fun that's been happening at practice. And now to break it down for us, our man Jameer Howerton with a two-minute drill.
I'm Jameer Howerton, and this is your two-minute drill for August 12th. The Browns were back at practice this weekend after defeating the St. Louis Rams last Thursday. With minor injuries at the defensive back position, Buster Skrin is making the most out of his opportunities as he prepares for the team's second preseason game against the Lions.
I've just been trying to take advantage of every first team rep. Just learn the defense and improve on making more plays on the ball, cut down on my penalties, and just become a smarter player.
Yesterday, Coach Kaczynski had some fun after practice and selected two fans out of the crowd to kick field goals. The fans were assigned to the offense and defense, and if they made their kick, the side they represented was excused from team meetings later in the evening. Not only did they both make their field goals, but they had an experience of a lifetime.
Fantastic. I've come here the last 3 years, and I enjoy getting fired up for the season, and then just to be out here with the guys. And DeQuell was the first one that came up to me and, you know, calmed my nerves a little bit. So it was neat, great experience.
It meant a lot for me to be out here. I've come here for years. I've never got to stand right here on this field. It's like a great feeling. I can't even like describe it because I've never done anything like this before.
The Kids of the Browns is raising money for the Littlest Heroes program with a lemonade sale at the entrance of training camp. Already, the group has raised over $500 and will be having their final sale tomorrow at camp. Come out and support this great cause. That'll do it for today's edition of the 2 Minute Drill. For more on a team that you love, remember to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. I'm Jameer Howerton. Thanks for joining us.
It is a Football Monday, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Vic Carucci, and Nathan Zagura with you. And we are going to have with us shortly Mike Mayock from NFL Network. He's going to join us. He's been around Browns camp these last 2 days, spent the weekend here studying this team and taking a lot of notes. I saw his notebook, it had big, thick notebook with just Browns on it. So it's all Browns notes. So we want to hear the download from one of the top analysts in the NFL. And then Scott Petrak, he covers the NFL. He covers the Browns and the NFL for the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram. We'll hear from him at about 2:30. All of that is ahead on ESPN 850 WKNR.